so we've already been aware that many of the young people we support, many of the young people we work with, already were experiencing challenges, especially around their mental health. But from kind of our own anecdotal just chatting with young people and from research that's come out, I think around 80% of young people are reporting their mental health worsening. So we're very aware, our referrals for mental health support have gone up by 200% in lockdown alone. And we're really aware that yes, creativity is a vehicle for all sorts of things, but underneath all that, if you're really struggling with your mental health, that's the thing we need to be addressing. We've been especially aware that young people are struggling, as we all are, but you know, they've had changes to their school, their home. Some of them have had bereavements and trauma through lockdown, and now is like the time we're really needing to act pretty urgently.
So as part of this campaign, what are you kind of urging to happen? What's the goal?
So the goal, we're looking to raise £5,000 to pay for professional counselling for young people. That being based on knowing that mental health services are already struggling to keep up with the demand. And for some of the young people we work with, that wait is just too long and it needs to happen now. So it's about it being timely. And it's also about matching young people to counsellors who can really relate. And we've engaged with some amazing counsellors from all different ethnic origins and races to make sure that we're catering for all of our young people. Because the other thing that we've noticed in lockdown is young people are starting to talk about experiencing racism and all that stuff around, you know, the conversation about race has actually triggered a lot of stuff to come out for young people. And we want to respond to that by matching them with counsellors that really know what they're doing and can understand growing up and experiencing that.